This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day, despite the fact that over this Father's Day weekend, it was not exactly the summer of love as promised in the Seattle Capitol Hill organized protest. Unbelievable what is going on. Two nights of shootings. And imagine that. And guess what? It wasn't the police doing the shooting. And in fact, the police weren't even allowed to get there to transport the victims, one of whom, a 19-year-old black male who had just graduated from high school, died. Okay, this is serious stuff. Now, of course, it's nothing compared to Chicago. In Chicago, you know how many shooting victims they had this weekend? This is between Friday night and Monday morning. 104. 104. That's not an exaggeration. It is way up. And none of these people were shot by the police. They were shot by civilians, which is a description of why we need the police. We also need the police to prevent mob rule on the issue of statues. Now, this is an issue where the American people are divided in their opinion, depending on who the statue is or where the statue is located or what kind of statue it is. Okay, fine. But I don't think there's any division at all about vandalism, about thugs who just come up and destroy things on their own. And when they start attacking a Catholic saint, and they have, it's getting to be unacceptable. And yes, we will talk about President Trump's rally last night. He spoke. And he spoke, and he spoke some more, and he spoke some more after that. It was a 1-hour and 41-minute speech, and that was the president himself. There was supporting material from Diamond and Silk and Kimberly Guilfoyle and all kinds of people. And I think that President Trump revealed in that speech exactly what his main campaign themes are going to be. And any Democrat out there who says, oh, he's cooked, he didn't get the attendance he wanted, he's finished, guess what? I think that some of the campaign themes that he enunciated are going to be effective, whether Democrats want to acknowledge it or not. And there is also a call by an outspokenly Christian CEO for his employees and for white people in general to come up to black strangers and offer to shine their shoes. It is not a joke. I'm afraid it's deeply, deeply serious. And then, of course, the NASCAR wars, the Confederate Air Force, which a lot of people have thought was inactive, made an appearance at Talladega. And we will cover that issue and the not so jocular issue of a noose appearing in the garage of Bubba Wallace, the only black driver at NASCAR. Now the Justice Department, yes, the Trump Justice Department, is investigating that noose, and appropriately so. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. One of the things that I think is very, very important right now is that with the new announcement by the Museum of Natural History in New York that they're moving a Theodore Roosevelt statue, let's go over this for just a moment. George Washington statue torn down in Portland, Oregon. The head of the George Washington statue was wrapped in an American flag. That was lit on fire, and it was covered with graffiti and fake blood and just knocked down off its pedestal in Portland. Also in Portland, they did the same thing to Thomas Jefferson. In Boston, Massachusetts, there is a statue of Abraham Lincoln in the Emancipation Memorial, which it would seem to me would be appropriate because Abraham Lincoln was responsible for emancipation. But there is a demand, and the city apparently is going to follow through with this, to remove that statue because there is a figure of a black former slave, freed slave, kneeling gratefully by Abraham Lincoln. And now Theodore Roosevelt is removed from the Museum of Natural History. So let's review for a moment. We have George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, we have Theodore Roosevelt, and we have Abraham Lincoln. They're all getting removed. Where am I going with this? Mount Rushmore, South Dakota, Black Hills. One of our greatest, most popular, most recognizable national monuments. And it is a national monument. And by the way, anybody who's never been to Mount Rushmore, it's a wonderful place to go. It is a beautiful place and truly inspiring. And in the past, they've always, I know, presented it with admiration for those great men, all four of them, who are up there on Mount Rushmore. Okay, in the current climate, I hope they have a lot of security at Mount Rushmore. Because you know that these thugs and creeps and vandals and criminals and lowlives, and they are all of that, who are taking it upon themselves to vandalize statues, they got to have their eyes on Rushmore. And please, this is a word to the wise for the people at the National Park Service, and it is the National Park Service that handles national monuments. There needs to be security at Rushmore. I am sure that some of these folks want to do a Taliban number. Do you remember before the Taliban were deposed by the United States of America and our allies, mostly it was the fighting was done by our allies, the Northern Alliance and others, who got rid of the Taliban. They went to the Bamiyan Valley in Afghanistan, and they blew up Buddhas who had been put there 1,500 years ago. Giant statues of Buddha blown up. And I think the American Taliban, the people who really think nothing of destroying statues, they've got to be aiming at Rushmore, and it needs to be protected, and so does every other statue, and I don't care who it is. This is a problem with some of our conversation that we've had about this whole war on statuary. The war and the conversation about it has mostly been about who. Who is it? Does Jefferson Davis really belong in the Capitol building of the nation he tried to destroy? No, he does not. I agree they should get rid of the Jefferson Davis statue in the U.S. Capitol. Okay, but the focus shouldn't be on the who right now. It should be on the how. How are you going to move or get rid of somehow shift or change these statues if you are? And the obvious way to do it is through the rule of law. You go through the local authorities. You do what they are doing in Charleston, South Carolina, with that big statue of John Caldwell Calhoun, John C. Calhoun, who was one of the great theorists defending and advocating for slavery. He thought slavery should be everywhere because it was such a benign and wonderful institution. So there's a 110-foot-high pillar and a statue of Calhoun on top in Marion Square in Charleston. That's going away, but again, it was done with the mayor and the city council in an organized way. It's very different from this vandalism. Let me tell you about some of the vandalism. On June 20th, 2020, that's Friday as I figure it. No, actually, it's Saturday. On Saturday, a crowd of indigenous elders and young people gathered in downtown Los Angeles to witness the toppling of St. Junipero Serra's statue at Father Serra Park near Olvera Street. The day before, they'd trashed a Father Serra statue in San Francisco. They also trashed a statue of Ulysses Simpson Grant, the hero who won the Civil War. Why? It doesn't matter why. It's vandalism and it's criminal, and they ought to be arrested and punished. We'll be right back on the MedVed Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice, and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And the new NYPD, the New York City Police Department, announced last week that during May there was an overall drop in crime, including decreases in all five boroughs within the transit system. Well, within the transit system, nobody's riding the subway. and in public housing. There was a 29% drop in robberies, 18% decrease in felony assaults, 43% dip in grand larcenies. However, it's not all fuzzy bunnies and spring flowers. Because in May of 2020, that month just passed, there's a 64% rise in shootings. There are 100 shootings versus 69 a year ago. A 79% rise in murders. Now, the murder rate is still low in New York compared to, say, Chicago. For a full month in New York, there were 34 murders versus 19 a year ago. And that's troubling. But it's nothing like what we have in Chicago. And part of this lawlessness clearly, it seems to me, has to be connected to some of the difficulties that police are facing with just trying to do their job. And if you look at lawlessness, and that is really what we have to do, let's take a quick tour around the country. This from KPIX in the San Francisco Bay Area. Listen.
Take a look at what's left. This is the statue of Junipero Serra. On its side, you can see at the base the words stolen land. Now, a lot of this activity was captured hours before on social media. The statue of Serra was toppled and there was a loud applause. There were cheers coming from the crowd. Now, he is a Spanish priest who was controversial among Native Americans, and his mission system was blamed for destroying several tribes. Now, we saw a very similar reaction also captured on social media with Francis Scott Key's statue coming down. Now, he was best known for writing the lyrics to the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner. If you look at his statue, the words slave owner with a giant X were sprayed on the base of his statue, and the phrase, stolen land, stolen people, and you can hear the loud cheers from the crowd there. Now, when we arrived, the first statue that we came across was Ulysses Grant. It was toppled. It was lying in the pathway here at Golden Gate Park. And there was also a lot of anti-police graffiti, profanity, and acronyms found on the base of that statue.
Okay, U.S. Grant won the war, right? His victory in the Civil War made it possible to put an end to slavery once and for all in this country. Let us go to cut number three. Jeremy, not cut number two, cut number three. This is in Portland, Oregon, KOIN-TV. Listen.
A group of people tore down the George Washington statue in northeast Portland. This was near Northeast 57th and Sandy Boulevard about 11 last night. Police tell us that statue was also vandalized and the group ran off once officers got to the scene. We're told they didn't make any arrests associated with the demonstrations.
Okay, they need to make arrests because this is not a matter of opinion. It's not a matter of expressing opinions. It's a matter of destroying public property on public property. And then there was this also from KOIN. Listen, number four.
And here in Portland over the weekend, the namesake for Jefferson High School toppled to the ground. Protesters pulled down the Thomas Jefferson statue in front of Jefferson High.
The statue actually has been out front for more than 100 years, since 1916. It was actually the school board, students, alumni who fundraised to put it out there. But toppling that statue, some say, is not the only change that's needed.
The fallen bronze statue picked up and carted away by school workers after it was pulled down with ropes last night. Protesters spray-painted the pedestal with the words George Floyd and slave owner. Thomas Jefferson, the U.S. president and author of the Declaration of Independence, owned hundreds of black slaves.
Okay, the idea of doing this as thugs, and by the way, attacking Father Serra in California, a lot of people outside California don't know who Father Serra is. He's actually Saint Serra now. He was canonized by Pope Francis. He was beatified by Pope John Paul II. He is a saint of the Catholic Church. One of the statues that they tore down, the one in Olvera Street in California, he was holding a big cross, and they tore it down. He was a Franciscan. He was a man of gentleness and saintliness. He is a saint. And as a matter of fact, if you go back and look it up, at the time of his canonization, which was in 2015, right, 5 years ago, when he was canonized and made a saint, the local Indian tribes in California that the so-called representatives for are complaining about, the leaders of those tribes all said, yes, he is a saint. He brought Christianity, and yes, he ended up bringing and founding a whole series of missions up and down California that later formed the basis for that state. And the idea of trashing Father Seraph, for God's sake, what's wrong with these people? And see, they're doing this. They're attacking these statues in particular as vandals. And you can debate yes or no. I mean, should Nancy Pelosi take down the portraits of various speakers of the House, most of whom very few people have heard of? I mean, most people don't know Howell Cobb of Georgia. But yes, I do. I know. He was a Confederate cabinet member. And, okay, you can make an argument that somebody who's taken up arms to destroy the United States, to actually invade and subjugate the Capitol building, and yes, there were Confederate raids on Washington, D.C., as late as 1864 by Jubal Early. In any event, all of that is debatable. What is not debatable is taking this into your own hands and trashing things. If this is allowed, if people look the other way, it is a total disaster. And part of that disaster, you can see, is fed by liberal politicians like the governor of North Carolina. By the way, this is one of those rare opportunities where President Trump sent out a controversial tweet that I agree with completely. In Washington, D.C., in Raleigh, North Carolina, reports the Associated Press, it was another night of tearing down Confederate statues. That Saturday night. In the nation's capital, demonstrators toppled the 11-foot statue of Albert Pike, the only remaining statue in the city of a Confederate general. Then they set a bonfire and stood around it in a circle as the statue burned, chanting, "No racist police." Trump quickly tweeted, "The D.C. police are not doing their job as they watched a statue be ripped down and burned. These people should be immediately arrested, a disgrace to our country." I think he's right. 1-800-955-1776.
Michael Medved.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the reason the United States has more coronavirus cases is because the country has more advanced testing capabilities. During his rally on Saturday, the president jokingly said that he told health officials to slow down the rate of testing as the numbers continue to climb. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked about the president's comments at the White House briefing on Monday.
We continue to test about 500,000 per day, about 500,000 people per day. $1.8 billion is invested in NIH to find new testing capabilities. Any suggestion that testing has been curtailed is not rooted in fact.
The Supreme Court, in an 8-1 decision, is upholding a Security and Exchange Commission's practice that allows the agency to seize illegal profits from wrongdoers and use that as restitution to any victims who were defrauded. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Michael Medved show, they not only trashed Father Sarah in Los Angeles on Olvera Street and Sarah Square, they also trashed Father Sarah on June 19th. That's right, on Juneteenth they celebrated in San Francisco's Golden Gate Park. They toppled a 30-foot replica of Father Sarah wrapped in a friar cloak and gripping a large cross. And the words decolonize and stolen land were spray painted on the pedestal where the founder of Spanish missions previously stood. And back in 2017, Santa Barbara police reported a statue of Sarah located at Southern California's very beautiful Santa Barbara mission. It was decapitated and had been covered with red paint. Can anyone defend this? It is outrageous. And imagine if it happened the other way. If statues of other American heroes who might be more specifically recognized as heroes by the left were also attacked and trashed, and the police stood by. One of the things that bothers me most about this whole story is Roy Cooper, who was the Democratic governor of North Carolina. He won by a whisker 4 years ago, and he's facing re-election this time. And, okay, here is the story on Roy Cooper. Two statues of two Confederate soldiers that were part of a large obelisk were torn down Friday night by protesters, as they call them. They're vandals. They're not protesters. They're thugs and vandals. They're violent vigilantes. Those two statues were torn down Friday night in Raleigh, North Carolina, state capital. Police officers initially stopped the demonstrators, but after they cleared the area, the protesters returned and then they finished the job. They dragged these statues down the street and strung one up by the neck from a light post. Now, this account is not from some kind of conservative source. This is from the Associated Press. Then Saturday morning, official work crews came to the North Carolina Capitol to remove two more Confederate statues. One statue was dedicated to the women of the Confederacy, and another was placed by the United Daughters of the Confederacy, honoring Henry Wyatt, the first North Carolinian killed in battle in the Civil War. Governor Roy Cooper said he ordered the removal for, quote, public safety, and he blamed the Republican majority state General Assembly for the danger. Quote, if the legislature had repealed their 2015 law that puts up legal roadblocks to removal, we could have avoided this dangerous incident of last night, Cooper posted on Twitter. Monuments to white supremacy don't belong in places of allegiance, and it's past time that these painful memorials be moved in a legal, safe way. Okay, this is ridiculous. What it's saying is we can't reduce a handful of violent thugs, and therefore we have to remove the statues they want us to remove, or they'll do it. It is giving in. It is surrendering to mob rule. Now, look, I think it's fine that they decide and in an orderly fashion remove some of these statues. And I've mentioned before, I understand that a statue of John Calhoun on top of a 110-foot pillar in Marion Square in beautiful Charleston, South Carolina, is obnoxious to the very substantial portion of the South Carolina population that's African American. By the way, at the time of the Civil War, South Carolina was one of the only states, I think there were only two, but South Carolina had a majority black population. And it still has a substantial black population, and of course Calhoun doesn't belong there. One of the questions that I think people say, oh, so what happens to this tall pillar? Apparently they're going to be removing the whole pillar to get rid of it. And you know what? I think they could do better. They could put up another South Carolinian on top of that pillar. And no one would object. People would love it, except maybe Democrats would object because he was a lifelong Republican. He was a founder of the South Carolina Republican Party. His name was Robert Smalls. He was born in 1839, born into slavery, and then compelled to serve on a Confederate gunboat with six other slaves. It was called the Planter, and they were supposed to be delivering some guns. And Robert Small, at age 22, Robert Smalls decided, you know what? He was going to lead those other slaves. They were going to take over the ship and then sail it over to where the Union fleet was under a white flag and deliver the guns to the Union and get their freedom. He did. He was welcomed. He became a naval hero fighting for the Union. And by the way, his fellow slaves on that ship said, Robert, do you know how to run a ship? He says, I'll do it. And he did. And he was a very successful naval commander as a former slave, immediately former slave, in the Civil War. Afterward, he came back. He was elected to the United States Congress. He served two terms before the Democratic Party sold him out with the Great Compromise of so-called of 1876, etc. But he remained a wealthy and influential figure in South Carolina politics, a great beneficiary of poor black people who were seeking an education. And he had something else that was beautiful. He earned enough money to buy the home of his former master. Also a devout Christian, deeply devoted to his church and to the Republican Party, and a great hero, never a word against him. So, okay, you're looking for somebody to put up on a pedestal? How about somebody like that? 1-800-955-1776. Look, the whole idea of doing things by the rules is appropriate. And I know that there was one thing that President Trump said last night that I think most Americans, including this American, agrees with, but it's unfortunately the Supreme Court doesn't agree. President Trump was talking about burning the American flag. And he said anybody who is caught burning the American flag ought to serve a year in jail. He said it twice. And I must say I agree with him. I think you can avoid destroying this American flag, this noble banner, which is a symbol of hope. Supreme Court decided in 1989 by a 5-4 vote. And by the way, Justice Scalia voted against flag burning statutes. It used to be in 48 out of 50 states, burning the flag was illegal. But then the court found that flag burning was actually a form of free speech. And John Paul Stevens, in his dissent, which was brilliant, actually said, look, we are not now talking about the Constitution, which protects, in the First Amendment, disagreeable speech. We're talking about disagreeable conduct. And you are not limiting an expression of opinion when you say to people, you cannot desecrate and destroy this flag. However, the chances in the current climate of the Supreme Court overruling this decision that was reached, by the way, Justice Scalia and Justice Anthony Kennedy both voted in the majority on that decision to strike down any flag protection legislation that had been passed by the states. So what do you do? What do you do when there is actually divided opinion on stuff? And there is. What's your authority for making all of these changes in the way we remember and honor our history and our heroes? We will get to that and more. The War on Eskimo Pie.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. And you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your
your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And receive 50% off History Store downloads for all annual members. Join today at michaelmedved.com.
And on michaelmedved.com, Department of Justice investigators said just hours ago that they're looking into the noose that was found in NASCAR star Bubba Wallace's garage stall. Bubba Wallace is the only black driver, I believe, in NASCAR history. NASCAR predominantly a Southern sport. And it was his urging to that led NASCAR to ban displays in NASCAR stadiums of the Confederate flag. Statement from U.S. Attorney J.E. Towns said in a statement, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of Alabama, FBI, and the Department of Justice Civil Rights Division are reviewing the situation surrounding the noose that was found in Bubba Wallace's garage to determine whether there are violations of federal law. Regardless of whether federal charges can be brought, this type of action has no place in our society, to which I think every person of conscience can say amen. I mentioned the Confederate Air Force showed up in Talladega, where they were for the first time enforcing the ban on the Confederate flag. There's a private plane that flew back and forth overhead with a great big Confederate battle flag, together with the words defund NASCAR. And the New York Times reports race fans in Alabama bristled yesterday under NASCAR's Confederate flag ban, but they were not willing to go to war. In the first real test of the recently enacted ban, a reduced crowd attended a Cup Series event at Talladega Super Speedway, one of NASCAR's most culturally southern tracks. Inside, spectators abided by NASCAR's rules. Everywhere else, though, many of them waved the battle flag. Before the event, for instance, a small plane circled the speedway, as I mentioned. Hundreds of cars adorned in Confederate battle flags assembled off-site and then formed a two-mile caravan that drove past the track entrance to protest. Okay, this is all fascinating, and it turns out that one of the guys who was waving a Confederate flag put the flag away, came in, watched the race, and he wore a cap promoting Bubba Wallace, the black driver who initiated the ban. He said, look, I'm a racing fan. He's a great driver. And Bubba Wallace, by the way, has redecorated his car in the colors and with the logo of BLM, of Black Lives Matter. Let me go to Brian in Port Orchard, Washington. Brian, you're on the MedVed Show.
Thank you very much. You know, I find myself wondering if the leftists tear down everything that reminds them of something that they don't like and all the individuals that they hate and all the documents that they hate and so forth, they won't have anything left to teach the next generation of leftists who to hate.
No, they'll find whoever the current conservatives are and direct that it. But what is terrible here is this is really not a war on the Confederacy. They actually, the leftists are making common cause with the Confederacy and making war on the United States of America. Because the idea of, oh, taking down Theodore Roosevelt's statue from in front of the Museum of Natural History in New York. I know that I've been to that museum many, many times. I love it. It's in a beautiful part of New York City right across from Central Park. And the statue, okay, I've got to admit, the statue is a little bit squirm-inducing because it's a heroic image of Theodore Roosevelt put up 20 years after he died. And he's riding a horse. He was an expert horseman. And walking behind him are a Native American with a headdress and a figure supposed to represent an African. I'm not even sure why those figures are there. And yes, those figures do produce a certain discomfort because it suggests that somehow Theodore Roosevelt is leading these uncivilized people into civilization. That seems to be the suggestion. Actually, his great-grandson, Theodore Roosevelt IV, went along with moving the statue. They still have things named after Theodore Roosevelt in the museum, as they should. You know who founded that museum? The museum was founded by Theodore Roosevelt's father, Theodore Roosevelt I. It was founded in his living room. And T.R. was a great supporter, President Roosevelt, of that museum while he was alive. Here's the report on ABC 7 New York on the statue coming down. Listen.
The statue of Teddy Roosevelt that has presided over the entrance to the American Museum of Natural History for 80 years will reportedly be removed. Mayor de Blasio tells the New York Times that the museum asked to remove the statue because it depicts black and indigenous people as subjugated and racially inferior. The museum's president tells the Times the issue is just with the statue and not Roosevelt himself, with whom the museum has a long history.
No, it has a history from the very beginning. Through Roosevelt's father. And I understand in the current climate that decision. And I don't want to equate this in any way with the people who attack and trash and vandalize statues. See, this goes back to the whole broken windows theory. Right now we have broken windows all over America. There are places like the so-called Capitol Hill Occupied Protest, or CHAZ, the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. They're not calling it that anymore. Two nights in a row shootings, one of them fatal. All the victims African-American. This is a horrible thing. And the businesses trying to function in that neighborhood. The idea of living without police, of basically making it impossible for police to do their job. These shooting victims, they couldn't even get in the police because they were violently opposed, and they've released footage to show that they were. And when they came in because they had heard that there was shooting, they were driven out. Now, it's not that the police are unable to fight back against a bunch of thugs and creeps on Capitol Hill. But for goodness sake, with all of the glowing reports in the media, for once, we're getting a real perspective. The front page of the Seattle Times this morning has a report. After CHOP shooting, focus shifts to averting violence. A 19-year-old man was killed in the shooting. A 33-year-old man was wounded and remained in critical condition at Harborview Medical Center, making her first public statement on the shootings last night. Mayor Durkan said, quote, thousands of peaceful demonstrators gather almost daily. But she acknowledged, at nighttime, the conditions are more dangerous. Okay, what do you expect when you withdraw police? This is insanity. How, given the fact that there is a problem with black crime, and I mean crime against black people, and it's not a problem just with police shootings, it's a problem with civilian shootings. And with that problem going on, how does it help to defund police? Mayor Durkan said in Seattle, the city will continue to make changes on Capitol Hill in partnership with black-led community organizations, who, by the way, are not based in that community. They've come into that neighborhood from elsewhere. Demonstrators, small businesses, residents, and trusted messengers who will center de-escalation, unquote. Just a word here. Shama Sawant, the socialist member of the city council, has blamed President Trump for these shootings on Capitol Hill, claiming with absolutely not a shred of evidence that the shootings were somehow orchestrated by far-right extremist organizations and by the President of the United States. This is shameful. If this entire exercise in navel-gazing and indulgence and topsy-turvy lunacy doesn't disenchant even the most tender-hearted Seattle liberal, if it doesn't make you recognize that, yes, we need police protection, we need order, we don't need broken windows, we need cleaning up and not people camping wherever they want, not people basically living like Lord of the Flies. If you're not convinced of that, you're not paying attention in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.